Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I'ma tell you something, I hope you listen in. Life gets better when friend, Jesus is your friend. You can tell him anything, he'll tell you everything. No competition, how you win it every day.
Shining bright, going hard, living big, like a star. Keep trying to get it, already got it. There ain't nothing no one can do about it. We living that best life. 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 We living.
On a mission,
yes.
Now I can understand,
I know.
You got ambition,
yes.
You've been dreaming big since you was a kid, waiting for the dream to come alive so you can live.
Oh,
well, I'ma tell you something, I hope you listen there. Life gets better when Jesus is your friend. When you give him everything, he'll give you everything. No competition, how you win it every day.
Gentlemen, all around the world, you just tapped into Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about you being with us. So put your hands together before we get started here. We've got a few announcements and another song coming up. Dr. Henderson comes on board. Yeah. You better give God some praise, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Henderson is coming up right after a couple announcements here and the song, another one more song. And we're just so excited about you guys out there listening, for those listening live and those listening via the internet. Hey, I want you guys to put that number out there for everybody who's on the global network, right? We'll talk about Instagram, Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all points north. The number live right now, ladies and gentlemen, where you can listen to Dr. Henderson tonight, 347-843-4559. That number, 347-843-4559, ladies and gentlemen. We want you guys to put that number out there. If you're flying your Learjet, want you to land that bad boy and also stop that Mercedes-Benz for a second. Put that number out there, guys, 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. All right. Hey, get your seatbelts on, ladies and gentlemen. After this next song, Dr. Henderson will be with you, and we can't wait for her to come on. God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a drill. It's time for you to speak what you want to see. And if you're with it, then repeat after me. Come on.
Every time I turn around, blessings, blessings. Every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Turn around, blessings, blessings, yeah. Every time I turn around, blessings on blessings, hey. Yes, sir, I see blessings, blessings. There will be blessings on blessings, oh, yeah. I see blessings, blessings,
To the point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. And ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to bring her on right now after these claps. Welcome, Dr. Henderson.
Blessings on blessings for each and every one of you all on tonight. I'm so glad that you guys have tuned in to hear a great, marvelous, awesome episode of the Straight to the Point on tonight. I'm so glad that we have your attention, and I'm so glad that you have taken time out of your busy holiday week to be with us on tonight. We send you blessings, blessings on blessings. As Anthony Brown says, every time I turn around, I see blessings on blessings on blessings. So we give credit to Anthony Brown for blessings. We give credit to Anthony Brown for victory. He says, every time you look up, you're going to see me winning. Every time you look up, you're going to see me winning. We got the walk and the confidence and the assurance of knowing that it's already done, that we've already won, that the battle is already won. He said, every time you look up, how many of you out there are assured are assured in your own mind that you would be able to look at anything that you're going through on tonight and tell your trial, whatever it is, to tell your adversary, to tell the devil, to tell anybody that's coming up against you, every time you look up, you're going to see me winning. So you better keep looking down, because when you look up, you're going to see me winning. And so we give credit to Anthony Brown for that song, Victory, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. He said, I have nothing to fear because I got Jesus by my side. And then we want to give credit to Tina Campbell for Living That Blessed Life. We're living that blessed life. And so how many of you know that you got to walk in it? You got to walk in it. You know, speak those things that are not as if they were. You got to be able to speak it. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. So speak those things into existence. Walk in it like it's already yours. Walk in it like you know, like it's yours, or it's already yours. And so, but we are definitely, though, living that blessed life. And you being blessed is you're able to wake up, that you was able to wake up this morning and give him glory, because somebody just didn't wake up. You know, God has graced you this morning. God has forgiven you mercy, and he's allowed you to have another chance to, you know, do it again, do it all over again, meaning that if you didn't get it right yesterday, you got another chance today to get it right. And so if you didn't finish what you wanted to complete on yesterday, you had another chance today to complete and finish it. Okay? And so we thank God that we're all in the land of the living. We want to thank you again for joining us. For those of you who are new to the show, to the Straight to the Point, let me tell you who we are. Straight to the Point is a prophetic, a business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues, as we offer real solutions for everyone. For the Bible is clear that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have an everlasting life. Whosoever, you know, the Bible also says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And so this radio broadcast is for everyone. But we want to give thanks to the Men's Let's Talk Network for allowing us to broadcast our radio show, The Straight to the Point, every Monday night on 347-843-4559. And its founder, Dr. Kevin Vaughn. So we want to give thanks to Dr. Kevin Vaughn for all his hard work and all for the vision that the Lord has given him for the Men's Let's Talk Network. And so we're glad, the Straight to the Point radio broadcast is so very happy, so very glad to be on this awesome network. And so we thank God for for the visionary of the Men's Let's Talk Network. For those of you who are tuning in, we want you to know that we have listeners that listen to this show all over the world. It's a global network, and people listen in from all over the world. And what I like about, and I tell people all the time, that what I like about this internet radio is that people can tune in all over the world. It's just not restricted to one area, one location, but anybody who has internet can dial in, can, you know, go online and hear the show. And that's what it's all about. It's about, you know, getting the message to everybody all over the world without, you know, leaving your living room or leaving your radio area. You know, you can still get the message to the whole world. And so we thank God for the internet. And so those of you who are listening by way of internet, and those of you who are going to listen by way of, they're going to call in, those of you who are listening by way of live, and those who are going to call back, we thank God for you as well. We have a good show for you on tonight. I've been talking a lot about purpose. I've been talking a lot about God's plan for us. And dealing with purpose and God's plan, I first came out of the book of the book of Ruth. I talked about Ruth. And then I came out of the book of Esther. And then last week I talked about Nehemiah and how God wanted us and you to continue the word. Tonight I want to do something brief, but we're supposed to have my brother on tonight, special guest, and I want to do something, a 5-minute brief segment on the benefits of the Lord. And I want everybody to know on tonight that you have benefits. And I don't know if you've ever been taught this or if, you know, I know you hear about the blessings of God, but do you know that you have benefits? It's right in the Bible, the benefits of serving the Lord. You know, there are benefits for serving the Lord, and I don't know if you know that. It's right in the Bible. If you go to Psalms 103, it talks about if you serve the Lord, if you give your life to him, if you are his child, you have a promise benefits, meaning that, you know, this is his promise to you for giving your life to him. This is the benefit, the reward. What does it mean by benefit? Benefits just simply means that you have something that is advantageous or good, something that produces good or promotes well-being, meaning that you have an advantage for those who do not serve him. You know, so I wanted to talk a little bit about that. Let me just check in with Dr. Vaughn. Dr. Vaughn, did you get the text message I just sent you? So we want to make sure. I don't want to pick up all the time.
Yeah, no problem. I will. Yeah, he hasn't come on yet that I know of.
Okay.
That's like he may.
Right.
Yeah, I'll check and let you know.
Okay, thank you. And
so I want
to talk a little bit about the benefits of the Lord. What are some of the benefits of serving the Lord? It's very important that you know what those benefits are. So if you read Psalms 103, the Bible says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." One of his benefits is for you is that he will forgive your iniquities. He will heal you of all your diseases. Let's just stop right there, okay? He says that he will forgive all of your iniquities, right? Not only will he forgive your iniquities, but he will heal you of all your diseases. So that means that you have a right, just being his child, just being a child of God, just being not just a child of God, but just being accepting him as your Lord, right? The benefit is that, and we talked about this last week, we talked about when you repent, that he will forgive you of your sins. But when you talk about iniquities, we're talking about, generational stuff. Okay, generational stuff that happened in the family, you know, that's when we start talking about iniquities. And just for those of you who are just coming on, I've kind of changed the segment until the rest of the year. We're not going to really do the business spotlight. We're not doing relationships, but I'm going to be teaching on, you know, certain things dealing with the purpose and the plan of God for our lives. For your life and for my life, the purpose and the plan of God for our lives. And so I'm going to be dealing with that. But I'm going to be brief tonight because we have a special guest, okay? We have a special guest, so I'm not going to hold you too long. I'm going to be brief tonight. So I want to talk about how important it is for you to know the benefits of the Lord for your life. Again, I talked about how he forgives us of all of our iniquities. He healeth us of all of our diseases. So that's the promise. And the Amplified says, who forgives every one of all your iniquities, who healeth each one of all your diseases. So that means that I don't care what the doctor is saying or anybody is saying, It just simply means because you serve God, you have a right. You have a right to be healed, right? You have a right to be delivered. You have a right to be forgiven. Yes, you do have a right to be healed because that's your benefit of serving the Lord. If anybody asks you why you're walking in, not self-righteous, but why you're walking in the know that you know that you know, it's because I serve the Lord, and this is a benefit that I have because I serve him. So that means that if any doctors give you a bad report about your sickness, you have a right to look the devil and the doctor in the face and say, no, I'm a child of God. And because I'm a child of God, I have the benefit that he will heal me, or that I'm already healed of any disease. And it also says that he satisfies, he redeemeth my life from destruction, right? Who crowneth me with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfied my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. If anybody study the eagle, you'll know that the eagle doesn't age quick, or it looks like it doesn't age quick. It's very the biggest bird in, you know, that, and it flies higher than any other bird in the world. The eagle flies very high up in the sky, and it's not only does it fly high up in the sky, but it has the eagle's eye can see all the way down on the ground from far up. He has a keen eye, right? That's why a lot of people they compare a prophet with having an eagle's eye, because the eagle can see from all the way up in the sky, I mean all the way high up, what's on the ground, and most other birds can't, right? That's why they call Isaiah the eagle eye prophet, and that's why if you have a prophetic gift, they mainly, you know, compare you to the eagle. The eagle flies higher than any other bird. And so the Bible says that, and I'm about to end because I want to bring on my brother, Pastor Christopher. I want to do a quick interview with him. The Bible says that the benefit of serving him is that he will restore your youth. Right? He will restore your youth like he, as if you were like the eagle, right? So restoring your youth, that means that if he's comparing you to the eagle, that means that he will, in the spiritual realm, he will lift you up high, not just the spiritual realm, but his first spirit, then natural, he will lift you up high in the spirit realm, and not only that, but it will overflow into the natural, and then you would begin to, your youth, you would begin, people be saying, oh my God, you know, I get this every day, people like, you look so young, oh my goodness, and it's because of the glory of the Lord, amen. You know, a lot of people say, I just can't believe you have a 27-year-old daughter, you look so young, how old are you again? And I'm like, look, I said, that's the benefit of serving the Lord. The benefit of serving the Lord is he'll have you looking 10, 15 years, 20 years younger than what you really are. Right? So that's the benefit of serving him. And so I just wanted to read, and it goes all the way. If you get a chance, if you ever want to know, if somebody ever asks you what's the benefits of serving the Lord, go to Psalms 103, okay? It tells you all the benefits. I just wanted to really read those. He forgives your iniquities. He healeth you of all your disease. He redeemed your life from destruction, right? And guess what? He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle, right? So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. And so I just wanted to give you a little word before I get into the interview. I'm excited. I think we have Pastor Christopher Newton on now. And for those of you who I'm excited that Pastor Christopher Newton is with us on tonight, I just want to give a brief. Yeah. I just want to get a brief introduction. I'm so proud of him. For those of you who don't know Pastor Christopher Newton, he's been on on my show, the Straight to the Point, numerous of times. He's been on the Men's Let's Talk Network with Dr. Vaughn numerous of times. I've been on his show, his radio station, not show, but station, the Psalmist Voice, numerous of times. I actually was just on there not even a month ago, and so I'm excited for him. Tonight, I'm going to be interviewing Pastor Christopher Newton, who's the founder of the Psalmist Voice radio station. And I'm so excited to let you all know that he's on the current ballot of the Stellar 2020 to be nominated for Best Internet Station in the country, him and his partner, KBRG. And so I'm excited. Yes. How many of you know the blessing is in the connection? I talk about this all the time, how the blessing is in the connection. And again, when we're going back to the benefits of serving the Lord. The benefits of serving the Lord is he'll open up doors for you that no man can shut. You know, even if they try to shut the door, guess what? He'll give you the ability to knock that door down and not only just knock it down, but go on through it. And you won't even be hurt from knocking it down. You won't even feel nothing. And so, I just want to welcome my friend, my brother and my friend, and Straight to the Point on tonight, Pastor Christopher Newton. Welcome to Straight to the Point.
What's good, family? Straight to the Point, what's good? Dr. Dolores T. Henderson and Dr. Kevin Vaughn, the Psalmist Voice, a.k.a. Pastor Christopher Newton, is in the building. God bless you.
Hi. God bless you. Excited to have you on. I'm so proud of this great accomplishment for you and your partner at KBRG. I'm excited about how God is using your radio station and your network and all the shows that you have on, you know, that you have online with you all. You and I go way back, and I tell you that I'm just super proud, and this is just such a great accomplishment for you, and you definitely deserve it. You have been really working hard, and, you know, I just want to do a quick interview with you and so the people could get to know who you are and get to know what your station is all about and why they should vote for you and not anybody else. And so tell us about yourself. Tell us a little about yourself, your family, your ministry, and your radio station.
Well, of course, I'm known to everybody as Chris, but, of course, the Psalmist Voice radio network actually was birthed all the way back to UITA Radio. That's where I got my start. And I was introduced to Dr. Henderson, and this was what? Couple of years back. We won't say. I'm not gonna say anything. I'm gonna be quiet. But yeah, we met a couple of years back and cut a commercial, I think it was, and stuff like that. And
yeah,
you know, and then from there, God opened up an opportunity for me to work for an actual terrestrial radio station in Hawker Heights. They're called The Rock, and they are my competition out here in the CTX, Central Texas. They actually do gospel radio as well, but they have an actual tower. I learned a lot as far as the business, quote unquote, and what really drew me away was the type of things that I saw happening, and I won't say exactly what it is, but God had a way of removing me out of the situation. But I learned a tremendous deal on engineering, sound checks, sound effects, voice modulation, all this stuff that's involved behind the scenes, and actually being able to do engineering and do an actual show all in one motion. I'm quite sure Dr. Kevin Vaughn can attest to this when he's when he's doing his own shows and he's asked to do the board and all that other stuff. It's a tremendous rush. I'm not going to lie to you, because you're doing so many things in one motion. And, you know, God just enabled the ability, and I was able to come on with Men Let's Talk Network, and that's how I was able to get a little more closer to Dr. Kevin Vaughn. And he saw my heart, and he put me on for a couple of shows, and I definitely appreciate him for doing that for me, because he didn't have to. So, you know, God opened up doors, and, you know, yourself and Dr. Kevin Vaughn has been there through this whole journey up to this point. And, you know, it hasn't been easy. I'm not going to lie. It hasn't been easy. It's been rough. You know, of course, you know, we had our premature baby girl, which now she's very healthy, 3, almost 4 now, going on 16. So, yeah, she's doing awesome. Yes, so she's doing quite well. My healing, last time we spoke, you know, I was still in my healing phase as far as the accident goes and stuff like that. Well, I can honestly tell you that I've been 98% healed, and that includes my implant that I have in my spine, which makes me almost 50% titanium. But God is good, because I have no pain. I don't wake up in pain. I don't go to sleep in pain. But God is good. I'm telling you, God has just been doing such a tremendous job, having mercy on a knucklehead, hard-headed rascal from New Jersey. And, you know, I've been running from my call, Dr. Henderson, for so long. I've been told that, oh, you don't preach the way we preach, or you don't do the 5-point sermon, or you wasn't ordained by this person and that person, all this stuff. And, you know, God was hiding me for a season. And we're entering into a new season where the outcasts, the ones that were told that they weren't going to be anything, the ones that they were told that they weren't kingdom-minded enough, or they weren't making enough income to match their anointing, all this stuff that church just says to people to try to forfeit their gifting and their call and their purpose. But God said otherwise. And through this whole transition, you know, I am ordained, thank God, under Church of the Saints. My overseeing bishops are Bishop Willie Horn and Bishop Donald Sawyer out in California, and I thank God for both of them. They're my spiritual mentors, and also Bishop Willie Horn is also my partner in ministry. We don't call each other business partners and none of that stuff. We are partners in ministry because we have the same heart. That's to give the word of God in a way where people are not used to hearing it. Now, you know, we have different styles. Don't get me wrong. People have different ways of transposing the word, which is great. Mm-hmm. But what our station provides, and KBRG, they come with the old school. They come with the traditional teaching. They come with they come with everything pretty much. And when we came together, it was like, why you want this renegade of a radio network to come to your platform? We're renegades. Nobody want us. And, you know, we had like a 4.5 to 5 hour conversation, Dr. Henderson, me and Bishop, and we talked. And, you know, I'm telling you, from that first conversation up to this point, things have been rocking and rolling over here, not only for KBRG, for us coming on board with them and broadcasting on their platform. They've just been family. And see, this is what we believe here at the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. We are family. We don't believe in, you've been a guest, so we don't talk to you until it's next time. And you know that because we don't just look at you as a number. We don't just look at you as a client, and we don't just look at you as one of the 5-star ministers. No, you're family. You know, you're Dolores to us. You know, no disrespect intended, but that's who you are to us. And you know, and that's how we all should be. You know, we should put our head down, be able to dialogue, break bread, you know, and not be all super serious and super spiritual all the time, you know. And but what God, you know, God really has been birthing something in my wife and I, and you know, she comes from a whole different dynamic, whole different culture, and you know, she opened my eyes to, as she likes to say, the American church. And, you know, and there's a lot of things that were, my eyes were open because, you know, I didn't see them. And, you know, as far as the heart that we don't have and we say we have, everybody's so busy chasing after the dollar instead of chasing after the soul, all this stuff, man. And, you know, I said, you know what, God, if you're going to raise us as a ministry, I want you to raise us to a point where we stay humble. We stay all about the people. Every guest we have is family. I make sure I text them, call them, say boo, something. And that's what makes the Psalmist Voice Radio Network unique, because we are family. I don't just look at you as just an artist. I don't just look at you as just a pastor. We're family. I make sure that we have relationships. I'm available if you need prayer. Call me. Text me. I'm available. I'm home. So, I mean, call me. Besides me being on the radio, I'm in my studies, playing with my kiddos, or on the radio, one or the other. So, you know, God's given me a tremendous amount of freedom to be available, and that's what we need. And, you know, and I just thank God that we have that unique approach, because our slogan is we give you your spiritual fix and uplifting word with rawness, great indie and gospel music, and all in biblical context. And, of course, you know, I like to open up. Now we have our new slogan now. We'll like to open up, and I'll do it real quick for you. I'll run it down. You are listening to the 2020 Stellar Award considered off the meat rack controversial Christian radio show in the land. It's the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. That's good.
I love it. You know, the guys, that if you're just tuning in, I'm interviewing my brother and my friend, Pastor Christopher Newton, the founder of the Psalmist Voice Radio Station. If you're just tuning in, he and his partner, KBRG, have been, they're on the ballot, the current ballot for the Stellar Awards 2020. To be nominated for best internet station in the world, and so in the land, in the country, and so we're excited. We're excited that he has, you know, he has come onto our show, and you've heard him before on the show. And what I like, Pastor Chris, about your ministry is that, you know, you're down to earth. And, you know, people can relate to you. And what I mean by people can relate to you is that they can see, they can look at you and say, you know what, if God did it for him, God can do it for me. You're not downing anyone. You're not afraid to pull up your sleeve and go out there in the trenches. If, you know, Jesus said if he got to reach way down, he'll lift us up. And you've modeled that life of Jesus Christ. And so I salute you, and I salute your beautiful wife, Shanice. But I want to know, how did you get the vision for the Psalmist Voice? How did you get the vision for the Psalmist Voice?
Well, the psalmist voice, actually, I was known as a little indie artist known as Psalmist Christopher Newton. I did praise and worship for a while and stuff, and I happened to audition for Sunday's Best a couple of years back at the Potter's House. I went and auditioned, of course. Yes. I didn't make it on the final cut, but I was able to sing in front of Donnie and Kim Morrell and Yolanda Adams. And, you know, I only got 3 seconds of fame because Donnie didn't let me finish the song. But it was okay because Yolanda said something that really stuck with me. Even to this day, you know, she said she was so positive because Donnie and Kim Burrell laughed me off the stage. So pretty much Yolanda said, there is no doubt that, you know, you have the talent. You made it all the way up to this point. There's no question that you have a presence about you. And she gave me some technical expertise as far as attacking a song. And she said, just don't give up. You know, God has something planned for your life, but you just keep doing what God called you to do. And we hope to see you back soon. So, of course, you know, I take all the mic and stuff off, go through the door, camera in your face. And they're like, well, you didn't make it on the show. How you feel? I said, well, you haven't heard the last of me. I will be back. So, but I never went back. But you know, and the funny thing about it is I'm going to be back on another aspect of it where I'll be the one interviewing. So, you know, so, you know, that's another hush hush on a low for right now. But, you know, go ahead.
You didn't even tell me that. That was the spirit to say you'll be back soon. So, look, this is
you know, but that's where the name came from. Like, because of course I was already known as a psalmist in my church, and of course, you know, that's what I did. I would sing praise and worship. So, psalmist was a natural for me as far as singing. But you know, I tried to relaunch the singing career thing. Make a long story short. UITA Radio, which is where I got my start. He was also a producer and all that other stuff. So make a long story short, we were having this dialogue, and he asked me this quick question. He says, have you ever considered doing radio? And I'm like, no, I never thought about it, you know. And I remember back in my head, because I used to work at McDonald's when I was in, you know, a teenager, and you know, did in some years, and I used to be on the drive-through. And everybody would love when I worked because the way I would be on the headset. So it clicked. So we got psalmist, and of course I sung, so we put, okay, the psalmist voice. Okay, that was the original show, the psalmist voice. Mm-hmm. So it launched on UITA Radio, then it went on to KRGN, that's the station, yes, in Hawker Heights. That's where I used to have the show on the terrestrial station there. And then from there, the transition of the baby being born and things of that nature, I had to take my sabbatical. And in my sabbatical, through all the changes, God said, you need to go out on your own. You know, I didn't call you to be up under anybody. I called you to do a selective work, and you don't need to be influenced by anybody. All you need to hear is my voice. And I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to go, God, but okay. So, you know, the psalmist voice reloaded, which is now the show here on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. That is the staple show, of course, along with our other shows. But the Psalmist Voice Reloaded has multiple of different pastors and ministers that come on the show. So it's not just about me. You know, God brings me different people that have the same gift, the same people that were told that they couldn't preach it. They didn't work and taught the right way. They didn't go to this school or that school. And God is bringing me these men and women of God to my platform. And we give them the availability to allow God to use them. I don't put muzzles on people's mouths. I don't critique anybody. I tell people just like God told me, you preach it the way I gave it to you. And that's it. So, and that's how I've been. Yes, I've grown. Yes, I've matured. Yes, I do things a little bit differently, but I don't steer from the authenticity of who I am. I don't lose who I am, because I remember just a couple of years back, I was laying in a hospital bed and I didn't have church folks around me. I didn't have nobody around me but God and my wife and my kids. So that was it. So this is what keeps me grounded. I have to understand that without him, I wouldn't even be at this point. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network wouldn't be where it is. And I thank God for sending Bishop Willie Horn and First Lady Horn, KBRG, out there in Hesperia, California. Thank you so very much for taking a little renegade like me and putting you on their platform, because California is a very fickle market, and they and there's a lot of folks out there that you know that they the high dollar clubs and the this club and that club and you know all that out in Cali. So, you know, and for us to be on his network with the star power he has on his network, I mean, they got I can't even begin to tell you the lineup. I know they got inspirational. They got Cheryl Underwood, her show, and all these other people. They got a whole bunch of people on there. And, you know, just for us to be on there with that lineup, you know, is tremendously humbling. So when we got the call for the – I know we're running out of time, so I'm going to try to make it quick. When we got the call – when we got the call from the Stellars, actually I was on the phone with Bishop – at the time, we were going over some things over here, because we're going to be broadcasting in the next few weeks. KBRG and TPV Radio is going to be broadcasting here from Texas and in California. So we've just upgraded systems here in Texas. So we're going to be able to transmit not only here in the Central Texas area. We're going to be, of course, California. They already have their home base, and we got a couple of office spots we're looking at here in Texas, as well as California, to set up some hubs here, and you know, just to expand. And then we're going to try to get to the East Coast. So then, you know, you and Kevin Vaughn can come on and chill out at the studio and relax and, you know, have some tie and some crumpets and all that stuff. Let me stop. Anyway, but
I can't wait to see you. We'd love to have you on the East Coast. We'd love to have you.
Oh, yeah.
East Coast.
I would love to come back home, because New Jersey, Plainfield, New Jersey is where I'm from, born and raised. I haven't been home for a long time. And, you know, just to smell that smog and pollution, I'm probably going to have a fit. But, hey, you know, I miss it. I ain't going to lie to you. I miss it. But anyway, I'm sorry. But we got the call. From the guy that's actually there's a CEO of the Stellars, then the guy right up under him, I believe is Donald, I believe that's his name. But he was on the phone. He called. He said, "Well, we were just calling you to let you know that KBRG and the Psalmist Voice Radio Network has been selected to be on the ballot for the 2020 Stellar Awards." So, okay, I didn't believe him at first. I thought it was a joke, you know, because actually what I did, Dr. Henderson, I submitted KBRG to be on the ballot, not me. So this is how God does things. I didn't even consider us because we're not considered a technical network because we're on Block Talk and we do podcasting and all that stuff.
Right.
So to make a long story short, I submitted, you know, my bishop, you know, for the nomination, and he calls back, and then bishop said, he said, check your email. So I checked my email, and I checked the email, and he said, look who's on the ballot with me. I'm like, who? And then it says www.radiokbrg.com/ and then my whole long ridiculous name, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network on the ballot. So I'm like, oh wow, I gotta get some eye drops. Maybe my glasses. I think the prescription ran out. I don't think I'm reading this right. He said, no, man, they put us on the ballot together. I was like, how is that even possible? I'm not considered a radio station. But see, this is what I'm saying. But this is what God is doing in this season, Dr. Henderson. He is just setting the right people up at the most strategic time. And like I told Bishop, I said, listen, I am so honored and humbled just to be considered to be on the ballot. Even if we don't even make it to the last ballot, even if we're not on the nomination for next year, I'm good. I am humbled to the fact that we even were considered to be voted on the ballot for the Stella Award. So it's a win-win for us. I mean, even though, of course, we're supposed to write the vision, make it plain. We're supposed to speak those things as though they are. Yes, we are. But at the same time, I was just happy for the win because we were struggling. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm putting all this work, blood, sweat, and tears. Nobody's listening. Everybody calling me a renegade. Nobody wants to support the station. So we're going to have to close up because that's how real it was getting. And it was weeks. I'm telling you, this was a process of a matter of weeks, how we all of a sudden have all these people sewing into the radio station. I don't get the money. I don't get paid. It goes directly to a separate account, which gets retroactive out, and the station gets paid, and everything else gets paid. I don't get rich off this stuff, and I tell people all the time, it's not about me. I'm not trying to be the next big thing. I got a big enough head as it is. I don't need to be nowhere else on nobody billboard. I don't need all that. But, you know, I just thank God for what he's doing in this season. And you know, and it's happening all over the globe. You're seeing people that you didn't even think had the anointing or the gifting. And then, you know, you have them on their your platforms, and they preaching your showdown. Like, what in the world? Yeah. You know, like, where you come from? You know, but that's what God is doing in this season, man. He is just resurrecting, especially these young folks, man. We got some young lions out here that are you think I go off the script and raw, man. These young kids, they speak their language, but they are very astute in the word. They will quote it if they have to. But they keep it 100, as they say. They go right from the scripture, but they shoot right from the hip. They don't sugarcoat it. They don't give us the fluff candy stuff. They speak their language for their generation so they can understand the word of God the way they can understand it. And this is what I love about the generations, man. That's why I love the young people, man. I love the young adults, man. They keep me young, you know. So, you know, learning the language, learning what's important to them, all that stuff. But see, I'm getting off point a little bit. But, you know, I just wanted to make that, you know. Yeah, I got to reel it back in real quick. See, I've gotten better in that. See, told you. I've been really studying. But yeah, you know. But make a long story short, I have to give a shout out again to my partner in ministry, Bishop Willie Horn, and his beautiful bride, First Lady Wendy Horn. and for KBRG, The Bridge, for allowing us again to be a part of their network and allowing us to do what God has called us to do without, you know, without the red tape, the iron curtain, whatever you want to call it. And as long as we stay in context to the Word of God, and as long as I'm not going off left field somewhere, and, you know, and I have great men to really mentor me and to make sure I stay on the context, and, you know, they make sure, hey, you getting off topic, they'll let me know, you know, or, you know, they reprimand me if they have to. But I've been very good, so. You know, so I told him tonight I'll come on straight to the point and I'll be on my best behavior. So I'll be on my best behavior tonight.
Well, you know, you being you is what got you this far. And one thing that's what I like about you and your ministry is because you allow God to use you and you're not trying to be somebody else. And one thing I like what you just said is that you weren't even thinking about putting it in for yourself. You did it for KBRG, and what came to my mind instantly was the Lord wanted me to say to not just you but everybody listening, what you do for somebody else, God would do for you. So we can't have a closed fist. We got to be able to push and be celebrate people, rejoice for people when God opened up doors for them, because what you do for them, God would do for you. And you just said that you wasn't even thinking about yourself. You was doing it for KBRG, and before you know it, your name was on the ballot. So that is, just like you said, it's a great accomplishment, and, you know, just to be on the ballot and God, you know, used you first in this arena, because you don't, like you just said, you really don't see too many blog, talk, internet radio shows listed on a ballot for the Stellas. And so, you know, we thank God that you really don't, you know, you see the regular internet ones, but not the blog, talk, internet, you know, radio stations. And so we thank God for you. And that, you know, that, and like you said, that in this season, and I want everybody to listen, I've been talking about this a lot, about how, you know, no matter where you come from, you know, God uses and chooses. He wants, God specializes in the ones that nobody else wants. God specializes in choosing the ones that people think that's not going to be nothing, that don't have a certain, you know, repertoire or skill. You know, those are the ones God will take the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And so, you know, you have a really good gift of connecting with people, and that's very important. You have a gift that connect with people that are downtrodden, people who are forgotten, or people who think that they can't rise up. And so God is using you in this time, in this season, to reach those people. And so I'm not surprised that, you know, you're on the Stellas ballot. I'm not surprised at all, because you definitely have the gift of radio. You do have that gift. I mean, even when you come on, this is the psalmist voice. I mean, you have the personality. And so we thank God for you. And I just want to ask you one more question.
Yes.
And then after asking this one question, you could tell everybody that's listening how can they go and vote. So what advice would you give to other internet radio stations who would like to get that same type of exposure that you've gotten? What advice would you give to other blog talk internet radio stations who are trying to figure out, who are really like, wow, he's one of the Stellas? And, you know, what advice can you give them?
Well, seek God first, and make sure your relationship with Him is solid, and He will direct you. There are many doors that were opened up, yes, and many opportunities that were opened up, yes, and a lot of doors were slammed in my face. A lot of doors were slammed in my face, but I couldn't stop. And it so happens how Bishop and I connected, and this is how this could probably happen with other people, because we didn't connect typically. We connected on social media. He has a show called Bishop Willie Horn and the Brew Crew, which is an all-men call. It's like a kind of like a call for all different kind of ministers of the gospel, but it's an all-men panel. And he was doing a show online, and I so happened to listen to it. And, you know, they were having something that was very intriguing. So I dialogued on Facebook a few times, went back and forth. And this is how we had our conversation that lasted 4.5 hours, and then here we are. But my thing to tell anybody, even if you are a producer, Block Talk Radio, or what have you, don't stop. Always hone your craft. You have to not only love what you do, but you have to have a passion for what you do. Just like when you go out and you minister the gospel of Jesus Christ, you have to have a passion for the people. You can't just do it just to get famous. You have to have a passion for folk. And because if you start losing the passion for folk, you lose your power. I'm just saying, but that's a whole nother sermon. But, you know, you have to stay connected, and God will let you know when that connection comes to be, because everything is, you're going to go through your storms. When you meet that individual, you're going to go through your storm. We're on the verge of packing it up. Just, you know, I'm keeping it real. We were on the verge of shutting this whole thing down. And when we met Bishop was having his own share of problems over on his end, you know, and we just came together. We prayed together, Bishop Horn, the Brew Crew. That's how we learned how to learn each other more as men, not only men of God. And then that tightened our bond as men, and also men of the faith and men of the pastorate and all that stuff. You know, it all came together one full circle. So when you are out there, email, social media, make connections. You know, sometimes, you know, you have to be careful also, because we were getting caught up with a lot of people that said, oh, we're going to do this for you and do that for us, but you just send us this money and we're going to do this for you. Well, we do our own marketing here. We do our own graphics here. We do our own media here. We do our own voiceovers here. So why do I have to pay you to do the same thing I'm doing? So you have to understand that, you know, if you're not gifted in certain areas, that's okay. God will bring you the team. Just, that's why I love my team. I call them my team, my family. I love Brother Don. I love Pastor Gene and Pastor Michael. These are individuals. We're family. We're not all that. They don't just work for me, or they're under my, you know, my umbrella. No, we're family. They hold me up when I'm broken, Dr. Henderson. When I feel like giving up and I feel like throwing in the towel, they're holding me up. You know, and I'm like, man, you know, like, but these are the types of people that God will bring you, because Bishop gives me the wise and strong. He's been doing ministry for God knows how long, and he's given me all the not to do's, you know, and these are the things that I take seriously, because everybody's so quick to build, but nobody's building souls. Nobody's building destinies. Nobody's building purposes. Nobody's giving people identities. So basically, this whole thing, it has been a building, not only for me as the man, but as a pastor, as a husband, as a father, you know, as a broadcaster, as a you know, businessman. All of this is coming together in one smooth transition. It's like the potter and the wheel, like how God is smoothing out all the wrinkles and all the cracks. It's the same thing. This is how God will orchestrate things. So don't be afraid to get doors slammed in your face. Don't be afraid for people to say no. I've gotten a lot of no's, and I still have people that say no to me, even now, even with this consideration. They still can't believe it. How are you? You're some little rinky-dink. Okay, that's fine. I'm glad. You say what you want to say. Thank you very much for the insults. I think keep them coming because they, you know, you have to get to a point where you start loving your haters, as they say that, even though that's a cliche, but still you have to love your haters, you know, and you use that as fuel, not to get cocky, but to keep yourself motivated and driven to continue to be the best at what God called you to do. And if it's broadcasting, be the best at it. Don't be half lazy about it. Listen to your shows. This is what I do all the time. And I still don't think I'm good at what I do, Dr. Henderson. I'm gonna be honest with you. I go back and listen to my shows all the time because I don't think I got it all together. So here I go stuttering again. You know, we're our own worst critics. So at the end of the day, to sum it all up, keep God first in your life, one. Two, make sure that when you are making connections, they are God-sent connections, these people that will actually have your back, even if you have the money or don't have the money. Bishop could have charged me off-the-wall prices for me being on his network, but he said no. We're going to work together as brothers in the faith, and we're going to build each other up. And that's exactly, he kept his word, and I've kept my word, and we flip-flop ideas and things like that, and here we are, and this is where God has placed us now. And, you know, there's no better feeling in the world to know that you've actually done what you were supposed to do without cutting corners, without cutting people by their arteries and all this cutthroat stuff that we see in the kingdom. You're actually doing it the way God intended, building relationships, building souls, people finding their purpose and their call, knowing what part of the body that they're in so they can be effective in that part of the body, you know. So this is why this whole thing is where it is right now. Family first, man. All the other stuff comes. That money will come. The people that wanna sponsor you or sow into your ministry, they'll come. I haven't begged anybody for nothing, Dr. Henderson. I haven't begged anybody to donate anything to any of our ministries. I haven't done it then, and I'm still not doing it now. Why? Because I know God will provide the need, and when the need is there, God does provide it, and I don't have to do backflips down the highway. I don't have to do chicken dinners. I don't have to do none of that. God does provide the need. He's going to move things in this season that is so supernatural, is going to blow even the most astute of scholars. I'm just saying. But anyway, I didn't come here to preach. So anyway, I digress. So I'm done talking. So back to you, Dr. Henderson. I need to be quiet.
Well, you're good. I'm glad that you actually kept talking because you answered some more questions. But one thing I like what you just said, you said that if you stop having a passion for folk or for the people, you lose your power. That was powerful. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Yes.
You got to have a passion for the people. If you have a passion for the people, then, you know, God will endue you with power to be able to help the people. He will give you the anointing. Amen, to be able to help those people. And so I like what you said, and I'm good with stuff like this. I just said passion, people, power. But then you said building relationships and building souls is so important. We got to concentrate on building relationships and building souls. But just listen to you on tonight and what you're talking about, your relationship with the bishop. You know what's missing from the church? We're missing the father and the son relationship, the mentor and the mentee relationship. And so that's what's missing. You know, you got so many people I call it the Saul spirit, S-A-U-L, Saul, how Saul loved David, but then when David's gift started showing up, then Saul started to get jealous and wanted to kill outdated, you know? So you got so many, you're starting to see that in the body of Christ now, where the fathers are trying to kill the sons. And I'm not talking about in the natural, I'm talking about in the spirit. So you don't have that, you know, that mentor and that fatherly, and I'm talking about spiritual father. You don't see it like you did way back then. So one thing I like about what you just said and what you're talking about tonight is that your spiritual connection with the bishop and how, you know, building a relationship with the bishop, how that opened up doors for you. And it reminds me of my spiritual mother. And just like you don't have that father and son and mentor mentee, you don't have that mother and daughter. You know, you don't even see mothers in a church like you used to, because the mothers trying to dress like trying to be young. They want to be young. They want to dress young. I mean, I'm like, by the time you get 50 and over, you should be trying to be an example for the younger woman. You know what I mean? Not saying that 50 is old, but I'm just saying, and you know, you should be trying to be an example for the younger ones coming up, not trying to compete with them. And so I just thank God for that my spiritual mother, Dr. Deborah Nelson, who reminds me of the relationship that you had with your spiritual, with the bishop. You know, I had that relationship with Dr. Nelson, how, you know, God allowed me to see a mother in her, a real church mother. You know what I mean? And not somebody who would be competing with my gifts, somebody who would be trying to dress like me, you know, trying to be like me, you know, all of that. But she actually gave me good spiritual advice, good spiritual mentoring, and, you know, she just loved me. And so that's what's missing in the church, you know. What's missing in the church is that father-son and that mother-daughter spiritual relationship. And so I'm praying that God will restore that, you know, back into the church. But I thank God for you, Pastor Chris. I thank God for what he's doing in your life, and I'm super-duper Kadupa proud of where God is taking you. You know, you haven't seen nothing yet. This is just the beginning. Eyes have not seen, no ears have heard all what God is going to do with and through you. I'm just so glad that I know you. I'm so glad
that
I don't even know you, but we have a, you know, we have a relationship. You know, we've built upon our relationship, me, you, and your wife, and you know, and your ministry and your radio network. You know, I'm just so glad that, you know, that we've crossed paths. And one thing I do like about you, just like you said, that once you connect with somebody, you connect with them. It ain't no okay to do something one time and we don't hear from you ever. One thing I can say about you, you pop up on a straight to the point. You don't forget. You hold on, and that's really good. And I just want you to know, and I've always, and I want people to hear me out there, hear me clearly, that the blessing is in the connection. Okay, people?
That's
you cannot be on the island all by yourself. And just like Pastor Chris said, pray, put God first, and pray that God will bring in your divine helpers, your divine connectors, because they're out there. And don't allow what happened to you in the past, failed relationships, bad connections, don't allow that to stop you from praying and asking God to bring in your true destiny, divine helpers, because they're out there. And so last but not least, Pastor Christopher, before I let you go and before I end the show, please tell us, how can the people vote? How can we vote?
If you have any mobile devices, tablets, internet, go to www.thestellarawards.com. Once you get on the site, you will see two tabs, one for artist and the other for the radio station. We're the second one. Click the link. We are on category 5, and you will see the long name. We're probably the longest name on there. You'll see www.radiokbrg.com/the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Take your breath. And then you'll see Bishop Willie Horn as well, that whole long one. Click it, vote, share, repeat. vote, share, repeat. Ballots close in the next couple of days, December 1st. So vote, vote, vote. Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your Uncle Pookie and all them. Tell them to vote. Go to the Internet Cafe. Vote. It's okay. Vote, 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 vote,
yes.
vote. We appreciate
yes.
it. We appreciate it. We're trying to get into the second round of the voting, and I think we're almost there. But like I said, we leave it in God's hands. It's in his hands now, and we just thank God for this opportunity, and we thank you, Radio Family, for voting. I thank you, Dr. Henderson, for voting as well, and I got to get Dr. Kevin Vaughn, too, to vote, too, so and his beautiful bride as well. So, anyway, but, yes, that's how you vote, family. It's real easy. Just vote and just tell everybody you know and have them vote, you know, and, you know, it's just been fun just to campaign it. It's been fun to talk about it. And, of course, I got to give a shout-out to my big brother in the faith, Bishop Willie Horn, and, of course, the Brew Crew. God bless all of you as well. And, of course, I got to give a shout-out to Church of the Saints as well, Bishop Donald Sawyer as well. God bless you, sir. So I think I'm done with all the plugs over here. So, Dr. Henderson, back to you. I'm done.
You guys, you see what? You got to love him. You got to love him. And he's like this all the time. For those of you who are listening, I'm so happy and privileged to have, I'm an honored and humbled to have interviewed my brother and friend, Pastor Christopher Newton, the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Again, he and KBRG, they're on the ballot for the Stellar 2020 to be nominated for a Stellar. So I want you guys to go and vote. And I want to thank you again, Pastor Chris, for coming on. You know, one thing I do like about you, if you say you're going to do something, you do it. You want it. And so,
I
want to thank you for having me on the Psalmist Voice a few weeks ago, right before the conference.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we had a lot of people who showed up. It was an awesome conference. So thank you for whenever I want to have an interview, you'll have me on the show. When I got a new book, you'll have me on the show. When I want to talk about anything, you'll have me on the show. So thank you so very much, and I appreciate it, and I pray that God will continue to bless and open up doors for you. You guys have been listening to Straight to the Point. Again, we have Pastor Christopher Newton on, the founder of the Psalmist Voice. They're listed on the ballot of the Stellar 2020 Awards. For next year, I want you guys to go and vote Category 5. We're about to end the show, but before we leave, we want to leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and have a good life.
Every time I turn around, blessings, blessings. Every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Every time I turn around, blessings, blessings. Yeah, every time I turn around, blessings on blessings. Hey. Yes, sir. I see blessings, blessings. There will be blessings on blessings. Oh, yeah. Blessings, blessings. Yeah, yeah. There will be blessings on blessings. The favor of the Lord was upon me. In my hands, I have more than enough. Holy goodness and mercy. Blessings, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another wonderful broadcast from Dr. Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, on Straight to the Point, we thank you so much for joining us, guys. We want you guys to push this out on all social media. I love it. You may say, well, how to do that? How do I do that? Well, you go to blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com, ladies and gentlemen, /men. That's talking. Look for the banner Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, and you can push that out on all social media. We want you guys to blow that site up and put it out there so people can hear this awesome, awesome broadcast. God bless you. And if you got any problems, if you need some help, let me know. Give me a call at 404-401-0233 if you want to get in touch with Dr. Henderson. Also, give me a call at 404-401-0233. And ladies and gentlemen, happy holidays in the name of the Lord. God bless you. We'll see you next time on Straight to the Point.